Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. The government says bulk billing rates across the country are continuing to go up. The bulk billing rate for May has been revealed to be 79%. That translates to more than 1 million extra trips to the GP being bulk billed since November last year. Health Minister Mark Butler has told Channel 9 the figures show Labor's new incentives for doctors are working, even though there is more to be done.
And we are starting to see a rise in bulk billing. I mean, they're still early days, but in just 7 months, we think around 1.7 million additional free visits to the doctor have been added to the scheme. That's on top of the 400 plus thousand visits to our new urgent care clinics, which again are fully bulk billed. I mean, this is hard work. It's going to take time. I've tried to be upfront with the Australian people about this. I mean, income was frozen for doctors for years, which is why there was such pressure on them.
The government's planned international students cap has been criticised as policy chaos. Labor plans to set a maximum number of international students allowed to enrol each year. But Universities Australia Chief Executive Luke Shee says the legislation could cost jobs in the sector. He says education is Australia's fourth largest export, and that international students accounted for more than half of the country's fiscal growth in 2023. Right-wing politician Nigel Farage has been doused by a milkshake outside a pub in the UK. The incident has taken place on his first full day of campaigning for a seat in Parliament in the upcoming UK election. Farage later posted a video on X holding a McDonald's cup and joking, "My milkshake brings all the people to the rally." Police have arrested a woman over the incident on suspicion of assault. The party of incumbent Prime Minister Narendra Modi has declared victory in India's parliamentary elections, but it has lost its outright majority for the first time in a decade. Without a clear majority of 272 seats, the party will have to form a coalition government. Rahul Gandhi, the leader of the main opposition party, says the voters have made their feelings clear.
The country has unanimously and clearly stated, we do not like the way they have run this country. We do not appreciate the way they have attacked the constitution. We do not appreciate the way they have run this country for the last decade. So that is a huge message to Mr. Narendra Modi.
Australia's Clean Energy Council is leading calls for industry to ignore debates about nuclear power. Clean Energy Council Chief Executive Kane Thornton says claims nuclear power plants will cut emissions faster are unproven. Thornton says the claims could potentially derail efforts to cut emissions. Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says industry appears to be backing the government's focus on renewables.
Also, I just want to welcome the support from many prominent economists for the government's Future Made in Australia and Renewable Energy Superpower agenda. An open letter supporting the government's agenda, saying this is important for Australia's economic future, which obviously we agree with.
New users of buy now, pay later products will have to undergo credit checks under changes being introduced to Parliament. Services like Afterpay and ZipPay are not currently covered by laws governing lenders and credit providers. But the changes mean buy now, pay later providers will have to hold a credit licence and comply with existing credit laws to operate in Australia. There have been alarming revelations that NDIS funding is being used on illicit drugs, holidays and cars. National Disability Insurance Agency Integrity Chief John Dardo has told a budget estimates hearing about 5% of the scheme's spending is not being used for genuine needs. He says some NDIS participants have reportedly been forced to hand over cash to fraudulent providers. There's been a sad end to a search for a missing toddler in Melbourne. The boy had been reported missing from an address in Lara near Geelong on Tuesday night. But police have confirmed the boy has died after being found unconscious in a dam. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.